Welcome, welcome back to another episode of Uploaded and Unfiltered, the podcast in which I, your host, Jermaine, interviews another content creator in regards to their journey thus far. Not only do we talk to other content creators, but we also drop a bit of knowledge in regards to your journey that could assist you on any endeavor that you're on. Today, we're going to do a solo podcast because I had a topic that I wanted to talk about that came across my mind. And you know what? Right now is a perfect time to share that information because a lot of conferences is happening, a lot of expos are happening, a lot of creators are out there networking, and I have seen some feedback, I've seen some stories in regards to other content creators having issues networking, not knowing exactly what to do, maybe feeling a little fearful of doing it, a little shy, and I wanted to provide my three tips on how to successfully network in any event when you're out there trying to get your name out there or just trying to find a new friend group or a new content creator group. These are the three things that I do anytime I go to a conference, and hopefully this will help some of you out there who struggle with this as well. Before I start, if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. Yes, I'm doing this early. Also, if you've never looked at the show notes, do so, because at the beginning of the show notes or the description of the episode, there is a link where you can actually text a message, a question, anything you want to the show. I will get it and I will read it live on air. I think it's an awesome feature and I just need somebody to utilize it. All right, let's get into my three tips on how to be successful at any expo or conference or event where you are trying to network and get your name out there. The first tip is very simple, very straightforward, but also very powerful. Set an intention. Step number one, set an intention. Before you even get to the event that you are scheduled for, decide what you want to happen at that event. For me, in January, there was a podcasting event. It was the first time I ever been to a podcasting event, and I didn't really know what to expect. So I went in wanting two things. I wanted to network, get my name out there. I wanted to meet other people who were in this podcasting game to see if I can get any information out of them. Maybe I can share some information on what I've been doing. And two is just to get some knowledge on what the podcasting world looks like, just so I could be better prepared for whatever I decided to do with the podcast in the future. So the intention was that, simple as that. I also went in with the mindset that any room I walked into, there was at least one person that wanted to talk to me. Every room I walked into, I saw as an opportunity to not only meet new people, but also flex a sense of confidence that I'm supposed to be here. And yes, you want to talk to me because I am very interesting. So with those two things set in my head, that weekend was an amazing weekend. I met a lot of people. I met a lot of contacts, some of which I'm still talking to this day, which I need to get them on a show that reminds me. But like I said, my intention was to not only get more information about the podcasting scene, but also make some network connections. And that's what happened, because once you set an intention, not only do you want to set an intention that is something that lets your mind just wander and mull over, but you want to set an intention that describes the feeling that you want as well. So I guess I kind of did that a little backwards. Not only did I want to network and get more information, but at the end of the day, I wanted to have a feeling of, yes, I did that, fulfillment. I got to meet new people. I felt good about it. And I think every day I came home, because luckily this show was in Orlando, so I just drove home to sleep. I had a conversation with my wife in regards to the people I met, or just feeling like I belong there, or hey, I met X, Y, and Z, or this might be a crazy connection. Who knows? So set an intention. Make sure you describe the feeling that you want to feel as you're accomplishing your intention. And I think, again, that is a powerful tool to actually ease yourself and get your mind to work with you rather than against you. Before we jump into my second tip, I want to go over a little bit why networking is something that every content creator should start doing if you haven't done so already. Networking sets you up to meet people that you normally wouldn't have access to. Or networking sets you up to start having ideas about things that you maybe wouldn't have had an idea about if you didn't have a conversation with certain people. Networking brings so many beneficial things to your content creation career. While I know it's scary, I know there's that feeling of uneasiness, that sticky in between time where you say, I want this until you get it. That in between time is that weird time that people don't want to deal with. I encourage you to push through that. Push through that weird feeling of, I don't really know this person. What if they make fun of me? Like, get your mind right. Make sure that you're able to look at that situation. Like, all right, what if they don't like me? So be it. Move on to the next one. Hearing a no is not the end of your business, or it's not the end of your idea. It's not the end of your streaming career. So stack up as many no's as you can, get through them, and move forward. So step two, or tip two rather, be purposeful in what you wear to these events. Now, that might sound crazy, but listen to my logic here. One thing that I found that worked well for me in regards to getting people to come up and talk to me, well, I'll say to network at these events, is getting people to come up and talk to me. My entire life, people have been coming up and just sharing things that they thought, or sharing their whole Black life story. And I used to run away from that. I used to hate it. And now I'm starting to embrace it. And I found the more outgoing you are with your outfit, whether it be just a pair of glasses — I definitely have glasses that stand out more than normal — and people who are into glasses or into fashion or just into quirky things, they will come up to you and start talking. And you never know what's going to come out of that conversation. Same with shirts. At the tournament at CEO couple of weeks ago, I wore the homie Bossu Versus made a respect shirt for Tekken 8. I mean, he didn't make it for Tekken 8, but it kind of came up for Tekken 8. Anyways, I wore that shirt, and the shirt itself, it had so many multiple layers and so many meanings that it opened up so many conversations. It opened up conversations with people who like King. It opened up conversations with people who just like fighting games. I started talking to people who like Phoenix Wright because of the shirt. It was crazy. But because of that shirt, I didn't have to work. I didn't have to like reach out my comfort zone and go talk to somebody. My comfort zone was now, okay, if people come up to talk to me, perfect. I can spark a conversation with them. And it worked. I also have a pair of, I don't know how you feel about Crocs, but honestly, I rock with Crocs. Whatever. I don't care. They're comfortable. They come in like 4 billion different varieties and combinations. You can accessorize them. They're fun as hell. Also, great talking piece. I have a pair of Black Panther Crocs that in itself, if you see them, you know what Black Panther is. You're like, ooh, I like Black Panther. You have a conversation. Sometimes that backfires because I'm not the biggest comic book person, so I don't really know much about comic books. I watch the movies, you know, and that's about it. I know he was married to Storm in the comics, but other than that, don't ask me any deep backstory. That one kind of backfires. But again, it helps me get quick with pivoting on my feet to a different topic, or maybe finding something else that they're wearing to bring up in conversation. It turns the social outing, the networking event, it turns it into a game, and I love it. Like, personally, I love it. So again, be purposeful with what you wear to these events, especially if you're going on like expo days and going to the expo hall. Make sure you wear something that makes you stand out, and be comfortable with people coming up and talk to you. Again, you're there to network. You're there to meet people, because you never know who you're going to run into. You never know what connection has a connection with something that's going to be perfect for you. So always go into the events with that in mind. Another thing that I do to kind of stand out is I have these Marvel chains that are very shiny, they're awesome looking. They were cheap because I keep getting them on sale. I can wear either a silver necklace or a gold necklace with it, and it looks amazing. Also, another talking piece. So again, glasses, shoes, hats, backpacks, wear something that's going to have you stand out just a little bit, that'll get people that see that and be like, you know what? I want to go talk to that person. It's a cheat code, I promise you. Bonus cheat code: if you are in an event that has an open bar, the best place to stand if you want to talk to a lot of people is somewhere in the vicinity where the bar is after people have already got their drinks. Now, this one's a little dangerous because you might be getting people who've been to the bar 3 or 4 times, and you might get a little sloppy somebody. if you have the right mindset, those conversations can lead to some beautiful places. If you don't really like talking to drunk people, don't stand there. That's just a bonus tip. All right, step three on how to successfully network at an event is to just do it. I said this earlier, and I want to reiterate it. The time from where you haven't did it to where you've done it, that in-between time is a time where your mind goes crazy and thinks of all the insane scenarios that could happen. And because you're not taking control of those thoughts, you're just letting them shits run wild. It's starting to create some anxiety in you. It's starting to create some stress. And you're like, you know what? I don't want to do this. You know, I don't want to go network. I say to that, fuck that noise. Take a hold of what your brain is thinking of and imagine you going to, I'm going to TwitchCon in September. I believe it's September. I'll have to double check the timing on that. But I imagine me having a great time meeting people that I have seen stream for years, meeting people that I've never seen in my life, striking up conversations about streaming, about mental health, about the longevity of content creation, just everything that excites me and gets me ready to make videos on a daily basis. Those conversations are going to happen at TwitchCon, because when you get in an event with like-minded people who think like you and feel that same passion as you when it comes to content creation, that is a beautiful thing and you got to relish in it. So don't think of that as a stressful event, because I promise you, if you keep thinking of it that way until you get there, you're going to be stressed the fuck out. And when you get there, you're not going to enjoy yourself. Instead, look at that event with some excitement. I'm jealous of everybody who went to BlurredCon this past week. I believe it was this past week. And everybody who is booked and ready to go to DreamCon, have fun. Enjoy yourself. I will have my fun in October. Oh, wait, it's September. I can't remember. I will have my fun in San Diego at TwitchCon. But again, just do it. Like, get over that little fear that keeps telling you that you're going to be judged or they're not going to want to talk to you. Who are you? Like, fuck that little voice. Just do what you got to do to get past that stickiness. And I promise you, the other side is bliss. Either they're not going to rock with what you got to say. And you know what? Hey, at least you did it. At least you got that one out the way. Let's move on to the next one. Or two, they're going to rock with exactly what you got to say and start talking things that you're like, I thought only I thought like that. I promise you, those times when that shit happens is beautiful. Don't keep yourself from enjoying that. Allow yourself to enjoy those moments. And you know what? I know it's a little shorter than we usually do around here, but that is it. Those are the things that I wanted to talk about. I feel like standing out a little bit and making sure you're ready for the people who come up to talk to you is a wonderful thing. Shout out to all the cosplayers out there. Cosplaying, I don't want to say is a cheat code, and I'm not saying everybody who cosplay is ready for somebody to come up and talk to them, but holy shit, I'm looking to cosplay and I'm like, what can I cosplay as? Because I'm 1000% ready for everybody to come up and talk to me and take my picture. I get to talk about my podcast. I get to talk about my TikTok page. Yes, please. What should I cosplay as? If you have any ideas, let me know by sending a message to the show. Other than that, I appreciate you listening. The next few episodes, I plan on having a guest on. I'm trying something a little new out with the show in regards to how I'm scheduling my time with it. Believe it or not, I never really scheduled time to schedule people on a podcast. I kind of just did it on a whim. I'm like, oh man, I really think it'd be dope if they get on. Let me go ahead and muster up the, and we're here. Ask them. And then, like I said, they usually say yes. Now I have a scheduled block of time. Right now it's only 2 hours because I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know what the process really looks like, but I'm just going to start it, get my feet dirty, document it, refine it, and then make it work for me. Other than that, appreciate you listening. Go ahead and share the podcast with another fellow creator. Other than that, if you plan on going to TwitchCon, definitely reach out to me. Let me know. I'm thinking of maybe shooting like a how did you get started in streaming or something. One quick question somebody can answer in a minute. Shoot a video, get some content out of it. My brain is working. Think about it early and your brain thinks about it while you're asleep. I promise you. Other than that, protect your mental. Keep creating content. And I'll see you in the next one. Peace.